Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And I, like I said, you're on 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is, I started this topic last Thursday's show, Creating Miracles. So I thought I'd discuss more about, you know, creating miracles in your life, manifesting wonderful things in your life, having good things in your life. That's the beautiful thing about manifesting miracles, manifesting beautiful things, having good things in your life. It changes your life and can change it pretty quickly for the good. So, but that's my topic tonight. But I also would like to mention, check me out on my website. And that is jimkomar.com, J-I-M-K-O-M-A-R.com. Tells you what I'm up to. I'm an energy therapist, psychic, and a medium. So please check me out there. And check me out on 12listen.com, the flip side of 1-2 Radio. I'm a psychic and a medium, available for readings there. So once again, might as well start the show. Let's talk about creating miracles, and I'm going to start with this one this week. We're going to, and this is all mind work. When you create miracles, it's all internal, okay? And I'm going to talk about the subconscious mind, your subconscious mind, and within this your subconscious mind, my subconscious mind. I need to get a glass of water here. Hold on. That's better. excuse me. Within your subconscious mind, my subconscious mind, there's an infinite barrel of wisdom in there. Power, supply. So you could say when you tap into the subconscious mind, you're tapping into your wisdom, personal power, infinite power, and supply. And this is, I would consider this is your infinite intelligence. In other words, when you tap into the subconscious mind, you're tapping into something greater than yourself because it's a direct connection to divine energy once you're in your subconscious space there. And the subconscious mind can reveal to you at any given moment, all you have to do is just tap in. At any given moment, at any given time, it'll reveal everything you need to know. It'll tell you things that maybe you needed to hear. Maybe it was important to hear. Maybe it was not worthy, or maybe it was worthy. But the thing is, we have choice. We are born with choice. And since we can figure it out whether it's good or bad for us, if it's more positive for us, then guess what? We go for it. If it's more negative to us, then we don't. And this is – this, you could say when you're in your subconscious space. So think of – well, let's do it this way. Think of the conscious mind right by your forehead, and directly behind it is the subconscious mind. So you enter the conscious mind. You're always in your conscious state anyway. If you weren't, you wouldn't be in your body. So start thinking about conscious thoughts. And then after you're in that conscious thinking process, the next step is to literally jump into the subconscious mind behind the conscious mind. This is kind of like using your mind's eye, using the power of the mind here. So kind of play with this. Be playful about this. And you should be playful about everything that you do in life. The less serious you are, the better it is for you to achieve what you need to do, such as creating miracles on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a weekly basis. And the reason why I gave you this description of the conscious mind right by your forehead, right behind it, and the conscious mind is there, and right behind it is the subconscious mind, because you need a pathway to enter the subconscious mind. I really believe that. And you know, you have to be another thing. You have to be open and receptive to this concept that I'm telling you about. And thank you, Maureen. We have – I just was in the chat room here. And Maureen, thank you for a first-time listener. I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. But let's get back to this about you or me creating miracles daily, every moment of the day, every time you open your mouth, something wonderful happens. So it's like you open yourself up from the conscious mind going into the subconscious mind. This, you could say, you're providing and receiving new thoughts and enabling, you could say, new thoughts coming through. When you jump into the subconscious mind, you're allowing new thoughts to come through, such as creating new inventions, discoveries, writing a book, whatever you want to do is at your disposal through the subconscious mind. And and I would call this one original knowledge. This comes through you. So this is your original knowledge, whether it's a new invention that might change the world, might cure people of an illness, or something to that effect. What's interesting here, since this is your original knowledge, that means you could put it out there, and that means you could make huge changes to the world pretty quickly, instantly at times. And what I believe is that this is your way or my way or anybody's way for perfect expression. This is a way to discover that inner world of your thoughts, of your feelings, of the power of light, the power of love, the beauty that lies within you is all there. You're just finding a way to tap into it so that you can create miracles daily. Do wonderful things for people. Do wonderful things for yourself. And within, when you're tapping into this part of the mind, guess what? There's a solution to every problem. You could say, for every cause, there's an effect. This can make you whole, vital, strong, because you're tapping into something that maybe you're not familiar with. Maybe it's so unusual that it's uncomfortable. Well, it's something if you're uncomfortable with, you might consider just getting used to it and just go there, travel there, see what happens. And, you know, I believe that this can open the prison doors to your mind and liberate you. Give yourself that personal freedom to have what you want. It frees you of all kinds of material and physical bondage. Now, there you go. This can free you of all sorts of material and physical bondage that we put restrictions upon ourselves because we're not worthy, we're not good enough, or whatever we're not, whatever it is. And what's interesting here is what I would call this the law of the mind, okay? And that is that the belief of your mind is a thought in your mind. Let me repeat that. That is the belief in your mind is a thought in your mind. That means all your experience, events, acts, actions, reactions are open to you to have what you need in any given moment. And since you're tapping into that beautiful subconscious space of yours, now you could say, belief is your own mind, which brings you about the best results. Let me repeat that. Belief is your own mind, which brings you the best possible results of any solution or any situation. And this is interesting. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you, you know, how do you feel? Like, can you tap into that? Can you see beyond the normal everyday option that you've been living and believing for the past 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 100 years, 200 years, 50 years? It doesn't matter. And so here we are talking about a belief system. And when you tap into the subconscious mind, you're actually you're stopping false beliefs, opinions, situations, fears about this world, about your world. And you begin to believe that this is your internal truth of life, which will never change. If you're always in the fear mode and not really creating a miracle, maybe occasionally once in a while, because you're open to it, but the fears, the superstitions, whatever it is that's holding you back from actually creating a miracle in your life on a daily basis. And I believe that we begin to believe that our internal truths will never change, okay, because we're stuck in this loop. But by you tapping into the subconscious mind, you're getting out of the loop. You're actually allowing yourself to connect to source, to God directly through the subconscious mind. Divine energy is always flowing through you, around you. It never stops. And since your thoughts are can create, how would you say it, actions that may not be positive at times, but at the same time, actions that may be very positive. This is important that you see the world differently, because you're no longer tapping into what I would call the conscious mind, where our limitations exist. Now you're in your subconscious mind, where infinite wisdom exists, where infinite knowledge exists, where that the divine energy is there for you to use it in the best way possible that you need to use it. And it corresponds to the nature of any thought. Okay, and, you know, so you could say any particular thought will correspond to the nature of that thought, okay? But if you have a thought that you feel that this can, how would you say it? This can change your life. Well, guess what? That corresponding thought, that's the new nature of your being, because now you're in a place where there's no limitations. Now you're in a place where everything can occur simultaneously. And you might call this the duality of your mind, you know, the conscious, subconscious, objective, subjective mind, conscious, subconscious mind. When you think your mind thinks correctly, this is when you understand your truth. When you think your mind understands a situation correctly, an issue correctly, then this is a way for you to understand the truth, your truth, that beautiful truth that lies inside of you. And when these thoughts are deposited in your subconscious mind and you tap into the subconscious mind, guess what? You're talking about harmony. You're talking about peace of mind. You're talking about reconstructing your whole life, maybe in 5 minutes, because the old way of being was you never had a miracle, just occasionally when everything fell in proper order, your mind was in the right place, your mind was in the right place just by accident. See, by doing this, you can have these miracles happen all the time. And why not? Why don't you deserve it? Why can't you deserve to have miracles happen daily for you? Whether you're at work or play or wherever you're at, it doesn't matter. It's we're talking about you bringing harmonious conditions to your life here to get the best of everything. And it's the world within you, your thoughts, your feelings, your imagination, your imaginary thoughts that once it's translated into the world out around you, that imagination becomes manifested. So think about this, ideas you've had in the past, and you go, you poo-pooed those ideas, you know, like, oh, that'll never work. Well, if you've never tried it, how do you know it won't work? If you've never even thought about considering trying it, then I guess it won't work. And so here we are talking about everything that you find in the world of expression. That's your personal expression. We're talking about you expressing the inner world outwardly. A conscious to subconscious, and then through that beautiful fifth chakra of yours, the throat, you express that idea. You express the beautiful things that you are capable of giving to the world. And if you can throw more, and I really believe this, if you can give more beauty to the world, you're changing the world. Maybe one person at a time, maybe 1,000 people at a time. It doesn't matter. By you tapping into that beauty, that harmony, that peace of mind, you're no longer reactive. You're no longer ready to respond, pounce on something. In other words, you're calmer. You're more relaxed about life. And when you're more relaxed about life, you tend to get everything you want. It may not be immediate, but if you work on it, it's yours. You still have to work on things. You just can't have a thought and just leave it be, because it's just a thought that goes nowhere. But if you actually do something with that thought, who knows what can happen? Who knows what limitations you're letting go? And who knows what infinite knowledge you're tapping into? And at the same time, think about this. Your subconscious mind is the builder of your body. It can heal you. Let's say you're having a physical issue. Go into the subconscious mind. Remember I said the conscious mind is right behind the forehead, that right there. And in your mind's eye, there's a subconscious mind. So you're just going to travel back to the conscious into the subconscious. And then let's say you have a problem. You have an injury or an illness. And then you tap into the subconscious mind and you ask yourself, what can I do to create perfect health here? That's all you have to do. And another thing about thoughts, every thought is a cause. Every condition that you create is an effect. Let me repeat that. Every thought is a cause. And every condition that you create is an effect. In other words, by you expressing a thought outwardly into the world, and you come up with a great idea for an invention that's going to change the world, you just create an effect in the world, a positive effect in the world. In other words, change your thoughts, change your destiny. And when you start changing your thoughts, you're no longer trapped by those old ways of being that you thought, I'm not going to do it this way. It'll never work out for me. It's like, it'll never work out for me. Well, if you always have ideas that things are never going to work out for you, guess what? nothing will work out for you. You'll just be miserable. You'll be an unhappy person. And we're not here to be unhappy. We're here to achieve wonderful things, to make good things for ourselves, for our families, for the people around us. And, you know, think about this. If you created a company tomorrow, 5 years down the road, you're employing 1,000 people, let's say, with your company. And guess what? And you're paying them good wages so that those people are making a good living, your workers, and you have a direct effect on their families. Like I said, every thought is a cause. Every condition can create an effect. So what kind of effect do you want to have on this world? Are you just going to just mope around and be unhappy? Another thing, when the subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to execute it. So you're tapping into the power of the inner mind here. And when your subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to execute it. And when you're thinking about constructive thoughts, harmonious, gosh, that didn't come out right. Harmonious thoughts, you could say you're going to experience perfect health. You're going to experience success. You're going to experience prosperity. You have to accept the idea. No one else around you. And when you accept this idea, one thing about the subconscious mind, it takes everything literal. It doesn't take it as a joke. So it's going to take that thought and run with it. Are you ready to create wonderful things like that? But I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And until then, remember, there's two things that are important. Your peace of mind you give to yourself and others, and the love unconditionally you give to yourself and others. Be back in 5 minutes.
Now it's easier than ever to listen to 1-2 Radio. Just tell your favorite smart speaker to play 12 Radio on TuneIn or download our app called 1-2 Radio from the iPhone App Store or Google Play. The 1-2Radio.com. We're glad you found us.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870303.
Our advisors are on sale at 12listen.com today. Are you ready for some good news? Do you need some good vibrations? Well, head on over to 12listen.com for the boost you've been looking for.
Life can be so confusing sometimes. Recently, I found myself feeling like my life was heading off course. My job was up in the air. My relationship ended, and I knew that I needed to move. I had too many decisions to make and was feeling so overwhelmed. My friend suggested that I call this psychic hotline, 12listen.com. I hesitated at first, not sure that a psychic hotline was for me, but she trusts this place, so I decided to give it a shot. I am so glad that I did. The advisor that I talked to was so quick with valid information and so kind. I felt like she genuinely cared about me and my situation. I got off the phone feeling better than I have in months. I have a plan now and a clear path to follow. Life is still confusing sometimes, but it feels so good to know that I can turn to the professional psychic advisors at 12listen.com anytime that I need some clarity.
The road to consciousness and healing is filled with many choices. What path will you choose on your journey to consciousness?
I choose gratitude.
I choose peacefulness.
I choose love.
No matter what path you choose, Jim Komar is here to guide you. Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, your roadmap to endless possibilities. every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
Hola! This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
What do you get when you combine an intuitive spiritual advisor, a dollop of humor, a dash of psychic reading, a pinch of toe reading, and a whole lot of compassion and fun? You get Soul to Soul with Nancy Newman, Thursday evenings at 7 Pacific on 12radio.com.
Hey, Glitterati, it's Kelly McLean, 12 Listen advisor and host here on 12 Radio. So the Blanket Fort has been newly remodeled and expanded. My Tuesday noon show, formerly called Connecting the Dots, is now called Being Badass, where I hope to help you unlock your own inner badass. If that doesn't fulfill your daily requirement of laughter, then the first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m., please join us for a hilarious and explosive relationship advice show called Armed and Dating. Bring your sense of humor, bring your questions, bring your own glitter. Can't wait to see you there. Have a great one.
This is Kelly Whetstone. Life on Earth is priceless. We came here to learn through falling down and getting back up again that we are greater than any circumstance. My show Empowerment is about practical spirituality and inspiration. Key ingredients for a powerful and positive life right here and right now. Join me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, and together we'll reach higher ground.
You're listening to 12 Radio, and 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 12 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is Creating Miracles, part two. I started last week, and I was talking about the conscious-subconscious mind connection there. And what's interesting here is that your subconscious mind is like the soil. It'll accept all sorts of seeds, good or bad. So before the break came on, I said that subconscious mind takes everything literal. A joke is literal. A thought that is cutting is literal. You know, like a negative thought. Someone you despise, okay. And you're thinking of those negative thoughts. Well, everything goes in the subconscious mind. So the fact is, what do you want to feed your conscious mind with so the subconscious mind reacts in a very positive way that you can have whatever you want and create any miracle in the daytime, in the nighttime, whether it's one a day or 15 a day, it doesn't matter. And what's interesting here, your subconscious mind sees without the use of the body. It's the capacity of clairvoyance, clairaudience. It's your psychicness. It's your psychic centers. So when you're in your intuitive mode, you're actually in your subconscious mode. When you're clairaudient, you're actually in your subconscious mind. So therefore, when you learn how to tap into the subconscious mind, you become more psychic. And we all are psychic. There are people more so, there are people less than, when it comes to that part of the brain. You could say the psychic part, that connection. And what's interesting here is, since it doesn't have to see without the, it sees without the use of the body here, your subconscious mind can leave your body. And it could travel a distance places. I'm talking about astral projection, not while you're dreaming, not in the dream state astral projection. I'm talking about why you're listening to me, where you see a flock of birds and you want to go flying with those birds, and you actually project yourself out to the flock of geese or whatever type birds that you in your area. It doesn't matter. Let's say it's a flock of geese. Doesn't matter. So this you're tapping into powers beyond the norm when you're in that space. And another thing here is, now not everyone wants to astral project, but some people do. So that's a way to get there, you can say. And since the subconscious mind believes everything it hears, all things that happen to you are based on thoughts of the subconscious mind through your belief system. So whatever happens to you during the day, whether it's good or bad or in between, neutral, doesn't matter. That part of the mind actually is in charge. And maybe you've been, not getting the perfect job. And here's Liliana talking about manifest to pass a certification here. And with that is, of course, you have to study, unless you have a photographic memory and you can look at a page and you know it all. But not a lot of people can do that. But if you're like the average person, you study. And you also have to believe that you are capable of absorbing this information, and you're capable of, like Liliana here, getting certified without any problems at all. And it's going to be easy. What's the term? A piece of cake. Easy. Nothing difficult about it. And another thing about subconscious mind, in our conscious state, we tend to habitually think about certain thoughts, certain patterns. We're always creating habits, or we have habits. And they tend to, you could say, produce a deep groove in your subconscious mind. So whether it's a habit that is positive, that's going to be creative in the subconscious mind. Whether it's a habit that is negative, that's going to create side effects that you're not aware of, maybe. And when you put these positive thoughts in your subconscious mind, you're creating positive results, as opposed to putting crappy thoughts, negative thoughts in your mind. And guess what? You're going to create a mess in your life, or the day's not going to go as well as you'd like it to. So I would recommend that you think positive consciously, because it goes directly into subconscious mind, and those positive thoughts will rule your day. Like, I'm going to have the best day possible today. This is the best day of my life. Why not? Why can't you wake up every morning and say, this is the best day of my life? And when you start thinking in terms like that, you are creating miracles on a daily basis, every second of the day. All of a sudden, people feel so attracted to you, they want wondering about your magic, and this is your magic here. That's the beautiful thing about it. And so, since that your subconscious mind is open to suggestions, are suggestions a suggestion, a singular or the plural suggestions? Think about what kind of things you're saying to yourself on a daily basis. I'm the smartest person in the world. No, I'm the dumbest person in the world. What are you saying? Are you saying cutting remarks? Are you saying remarks that are going to uplift you to create those miracles that you want to have in your life? The perfect relationship. And there's nothing wrong with the perfect relationship here. That's the beautiful thing. Perfect relationships can create beautiful things. Beautiful things. Why not? Why can't you allow perfection in your life? Now, are you a perfect being? No. Am I? No. But by thinking more perfect thoughts, we can become better for ourselves. Thinking a thought like, gosh, someone might say, you look sick. And then all of a sudden you take that on and you go, I must be sick. And guess what? It goes right to your subconscious mind. And all of a sudden your immune system goes down. And all of a sudden you have the cold that's going around at work or around school or wherever you're at. We are very suggestive people, human beings. But what kind of suggestions would you like to have on a daily barrage coming to you? Your thoughts. And so since we're so suggestive, create suggestions that empower you, that empower who you are to create the best possible results at any time, anywhere, any place. It doesn't matter because you bring yourself everywhere you go. And accept it. All you have to do is accept thoughts that are loving, caring, harmonious, beautiful, intelligent, incredible, brilliant. And guess what? The subconscious mind starts thinking in terms of brilliance, harmonistic thoughts, peace of mind. You're literally reprogramming yourself to create these beautiful miracles, to have what you want at any time you want in your life. And like I said, give your mind thoughts that elevate you, that heal you, that bless you, that inspire you in all the ways you'd like to be inspired. You know how you get inspired by people that maybe they're a celebrity, maybe there's someone that you follow that, you know, they're not actors. I'm talking about maybe they're writers and you're one of their fans and you read every book they come out with. Well, you know, they did it. Why can't you do something like that? Why can't you write the perfect novel? Why can't you write a self-help book? Why can't you elevate, heal, inspire yourself? And it's all about suggestions. Suggestions that are now positive as opposed to negative. Suggestions that all your answers are there. All you have to do is ask the question. And you don't argue or you don't talk back to yourself. You just say these beautiful, positive affirmation thoughts, ideas. That's all. You don't have to argue with yourself. You know, think good and good things follow. Think bad and the opposite happens. Negative things come into your life. You have the power to choose. You choose health and happiness. That's the cool thing. You have the power to choose. We are given free will by God here. And with free will comes choice. And when you choose health and happiness, your wellness all of a sudden takes a quantum leap. Your mind all of a sudden takes a huge quantum leap. That's the beautiful thing about you creating miracles every day, every waking moment. Why not? One thing about a miracle, there's no degree of difficulty, whether you need a dollar or you need $100 million, whether you need the love of your life or you're trying to create love on other aspects of your life. There's no difference. It's just a thought. It's just you tapping into the miracles that you're capable of producing daily, every moment, every waking moment for that matter. So whatever you impress upon that beautiful mind of yours, this will make it happen. And you could say this will move heaven and earth and bring it to pass. It'll make it happen. Here we are moving heaven and earth because of our thoughts. And I'm not talking ego. I'm not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about you getting out of your lower mind, because the subconscious mind is not the lower mind. When you're in a subconscious mind, you're in alpha. You might even be in theta at times. And the normal way of thinking, the conscious mind, is beta. So you're rising above. You're rising above the norm here. And since since your subconscious mind controls all vital functions in your body, without the help of your conscious mind, that means if you're feeding it positive thoughts, positive healthy thoughts of well-being, well, it's only gonna you're gonna just create a perfect body. In other words, you won't get sick, you won't get an illness, you won't have this happen to you. And you might say, well, it runs in the family. Well, just because something runs in the family, if you have the right selection of thoughts as healthy thoughts for your beautiful, healthy body, guess what? You're healthy. You'll be healthy forever. So it's like use them in a very vital, healthy way. You say the power of the mind, so the power of the mind can create that perfect body, create perfect health, create ideas running through. Your subconscious mind is always working. It never stops. Night, day, 24/7. And this is, since it's always on, it never stops. This is the business of the conscious mind, because it's always tapping into the subconscious mind, and it's always bringing out those thoughts from the subconscious mind into the conscious mind and creating every day your miracles, good or bad. And I would say create something good. Create something wonderful. Think thoughts that I am the most intelligent person in the world. Think thoughts that I am beautiful. I am perfect. I have perfect health. I am perfect health. You know, when you start thinking in these terms, you only get the direct result is you are perfect. You create perfect health. You can have that perfect love. You can have your Liliana here will get her certification. It's as simple as that. Don't fight it. Enjoy it. Be it. And you know, here you are. By keeping your conscious mind busy with expectations of the best of the best, this is when miracles start happening every day, every waking moment. And this can happen instantaneously. It's not like you have to wait for it to happen. It happens because you made it happen. You're creating these beautiful miracles all around you. And that's the cool thing about it. That's the cool thing about it here. When you create these miracles, you start influencing the people around you, and they're going, God, whatever he or she has, boy, I need some of that good stuff. Of course, everyone needs that good stuff here. That's the cool thing about it is you start influencing people around you, and then you start changing the world. And changing the world in a good way. And maybe your worker next to you at wherever you work, all of a sudden you're walking around like you're walking on air, and he or she's going, wow, I'm inspired by you. I want to walk on air too. Well, damn, walk on air then. You know, go for the gusto here. That's the cool thing about, you know, using the power of you, of yourself. You don't have to go outside of you, because it's all in there for you. You have the power to heal yourself. You have the power to change any situation from a negative to a positive, to change any relationship from a negative to a positive. All you have to do is give specific request to that beautiful subconscious mind of yours through the conscious mind. See what happens like 5 minutes later, or the next day, or an hour from now, or 5 seconds from now. Don't dwell on obstructions or delays. You know, like, the reason why I haven't done this or I haven't succeeded is because of this, and this. Well, the subconscious mind is going to go, oh, you're not ready for it. You're creating obstacles. So therefore, it'll never happen. Whatever it is you want to have happen, whatever miracle you want to create in your life. So if you're dwelling upon delays and obstacles and everything else, this is what you receive in life. And I'm going to quote a Bible phrase here. What things soever ye desire, ye pray and believe that ye receives them and ye shall have them. In other words, it's all inside of you. This stuff they've been talking about for thousands of years. This is nothing new. You know, you're talking, you know, the Bible's written, you know, 1800 years ago, whatever. All those old texts, they all have wisdom in there. They're just trying to create better situations for every human living on this planet. These old texts, these old bits and pieces of knowledge. And success is using this technique. You know, when you start throwing and placing positive identities with yourself, positive ideas with yourself, you create confidence. You create conviction with that, those thoughts of yours. You have confidence. You have conviction. And then you have this, you feel good about what you're doing. And the people around you love being around you. They don't know why, but there's something different and they like it. So here you are, using this technique, and here you are creating these beautiful pictures, images in the mind. And here you are healing your mind and body. Here you are creating common goals and believe you can. Now that's called faith. You know, believing in something before it happens. But when you start creating miracles, it can happen instantaneously. It can be the most beautiful thing that one can experience in life, I believe. When you start putting these thoughts into your mind, in your conscious mind, and tapping into the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind starts believing that, yes, that beautiful relationship is coming tomorrow. And guess what? It comes tomorrow. This is about you, like inner knowing that you are whole. You are a part of everything that there is. This can change negative patterns to bring wonderful results. Let's say you never believed yourself. You are unsure of yourself. And suddenly you go, I am sure of every decision I make daily. I believe every decision that I make daily is going to make a difference to my world and the world around me. Therefore, my world is going to change. And all conditions of your body originates from your mind. So if you're thinking about something that my mother had this or my father had this, and therefore I have this. Well, if you start thinking that way, you're going to have it. No matter what, it's going to show up. But if you start thinking, no, just because they had it, that doesn't mean I'm going to get it, or express that, you know, part of the DNA that they had expressed in their body, you can change it in a moment's notice. And since the subconscious mind is always responding to thoughts of the mind in your mind, and what you believe in, what you believe in your life, it is done to you by you. No one else. You got to be responsible for your own actions here. No one else is there to screw you over when you can do it yourself. Who needs an enemy when you're your own enemy here? And since your mind, there's no spare time or space, which means it means that that it's acting separately from what is around you. Well, of course you're an independent being. You have free will and everything else. Why can't you allow yourself to have perfect health? Why can't you you give the best you can for your work, for your efforts? And guess what? When you give the best you can, the best comes back to you. Know that you can heal through your mind, whatever that is, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, spiritual. Doesn't matter. Have some great noble thoughts run through your mind every day, in everyday life. And these great and noble thoughts become great acts. I mean, that's how it works. When you start thinking in those terms, you start creating great acts, great things out there in the world. And the thing here is, we're talking about prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation. So you might ponder that. Say a prayer. Meditate. And at the end of the prayer, at the end of the meditation, have a positive thought. See what happens. See if you can create that miracle that day. See if you can have it all. Why not? We came here to have it all. And when you have it all, you get to share it with other people too. That's a beautiful thing. But I have end of the show here. And, you know, I'm thinking of next week I'm going to continue to talk about creating miracles. This is a really, really good topic. And the chat room is buzzing with it. And that's really cool. So what I'd like to say is I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women listening to the show tonight. And I send my thanks and gratitude to all you lovely people out there. And there are three great shows coming up. Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Soul to Soul with Nancy Newman. And Armed and Dating with Pistol and Firecracker. Three great shows on the lineup tonight. And they're alive and well, so to speak. And remember, it's the beauty of you tapping in and creating miracles with inside of you can be a common occurrence every day. Nothing special, just a common occurrence. So remember, there are only two things that are important in one's life: the peace of mind you give to yourself and others, and that unconditional love you give to yourself and others. Until next week, have a great week. Have a wonderful week. Create miracles. Create many miracles. We'll talk next week. Bye. When I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here. We are miracles. Yeah, yeah. We are miracles. Oh, oh, if you hear me now. Yeah, yeah. We are miracles. Sometimes it's hard to remember. The gifts we had until we have to surrender. Oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, yeah, and when you think about pain, remember hope's around the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet,
saying you were here.
We are miracles. We are
family.
We are miracles.
We are miracles.
We are miracles.
We are miracles.
If you hear me now,
if you hear me now,
we are miracles.
We are miracles.
We are miracles.
We are.
Think of all